As the headlights hit our house, I see blood. That's all I see in the first rush of recognition. A vivid red splash over the garage door. Splatters and whirls and drips. I break hard, throwing us all against the restraints. The halogens pick it out, and I realize the red probably isn't blood at all. It's too red. Too thick. It's still wet and glimmering in the lights, though. And as I watch, I see one of the drips is still lengthening its descent. It hasn't been long since this happened. "Mom," Connor whispers. I don't look at him. I'm staring now at the words scrawled on our windows across the brick on the front door of the house. Murderer. Bitch. Scum. Killer. Whore. Fuck you. Die. "Mom!" Connor's hand grips my shoulder, and I hear the panic in my son's voice. The very real fear. "Mom!" I jam the Jeep in reverse and spray gravel, rocketing down the driveway to the road. I have to brake suddenly because there are vehicles in the way. Two of them. A mint-condition, dust-free Mercedes SUV, and a dirty, jacked-up truck that might be red under the mud coating. They've blocked us in. The asshole in the muddy red truck and his friends are happy to be noticed. There are three of them getting out of the extended cab, and another three sloppily crawling out of the bed of the truck. Drunk from the lack of coordination, and pretty thrilled about it too. They start walking toward us, and I realize with a chill that I have my kids with me and I am unarmed. And Jesus, the cops haven't even bothered to leave a cruiser in the neighborhood to watch out for harassment. Less than a day out from being hauled in, and we're already in fear for our lives. This is why I drive the Jeep. I slam it into low gear, go uphill a bit, and then take it on a bouncing course down the steep slope, over wild grassland littered with buried, jutting stones. I steer around the worst of it, but I have to speed up as I realize that the truck's driver and crew are piling back in. He's got four-wheel drive, too. He'll be coming after us fast as he can. I need to put distance between us. I need my gun, I think desperately. I don't have a weapon in the safe at the back right now. I'd taken it out in preparation for trading the Jeep to Javier. Doesn't matter, I tell myself. I almost make it to the safety of the road. It happens like this. I have to twist the wheel sharply to avoid a jutting boulder that's hidden by clumps of thick weeds. And in doing so, I run the right wheel into a wide, unseen gully. The whole Jeep tips, and for a heart-stopping moment, I think about the high incidence of rollover crashes. And then we bounce up and back out even before Lanny's sudden yelp hits my ears, and I think, we're okay. We're not okay.